Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for April 13th, 2024. From the book of Jude, Trusting in God's Authority. Lessons from the dispute over Moses' body in Jude 9. Previously, we heard Jude warn against individuals who rely on personal dreams, rejecting the authority of God's word and blaspheme divine beings, akin to those verses previously mentioned. In contemporary society, such behavior can be seen in those who diverge from traditional teachings and relying on their own source of authority instead of trusting in God's authority through his word. So Jude's cautionary message underscores the importance of submitting to God's authority and adhering to his commands, even in the midst of the many complexities of sin in this modern life. So let's continue with the book of Jude. Jude verse 9. But when the archangel Michael contended with the devil, was disputing about the body of Moses, he did not presume to pronounce a blasphemous judgment, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." Okay, so Jude recounts an incident involving the archangel Michael and the devil disputing over the body of Moses. Despite the gravity of the situation and the adversity being the devil himself, Michael refrained from pronouncing a blasphemous judgment against him. Instead, he deferred to God's authority by simply saying, "The Lord rebuke you," displaying humility and reverence, all the while acknowledging God's power over all spiritual matters. So this verse serves as a reminder of the importance of humility, reverence, and reliance on the authority of God's holy word, even in the midst of spiritual conflicts of significant magnitude. Now, when you heard this verse, your first thought may have been, when did this verse ever occur in the Bible? And the answer is, it's not. But just because it isn't in the Bible doesn't mean we can't learn from it. I love what the notes from the Lutheran Study Bible says about this verse. And let me just read it to you. Jude relates a popular Jewish description of an angel contending with the devil over Moses' body. Such an account is recorded in the Assumption of Moses, which was probably written down in the early 1st century AD. So again, Jude is trying to teach us to trust God's authority. Jude mentions previously about the people of Israel's rebellion, the angels' rebellion, even leaders in the church not recognizing the authority of God's word, which is also a rebellion. So Jude is just giving another example of the devil rejecting God's authority. But more importantly, Michael's respect of God's authority. So when we see other people in the world rejecting God's authority, like Michael, we should realize that God is the one who will decide, and God is the one who will take care of it, because God knows your heart and their heart. As Christians, we are given God's word to learn and to govern our own lives and to teach others. And on the last day, God again knows the hearts of people, and God will judge justly. Until that time, we can continue to cling to the many promises we have from God and trust in the forgiveness of sins that Jesus brings to us, and to keep our focus on that saving grace message that Jesus dies on the cross for the forgiveness of everyone's sins. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.